the gig and the dray and I want. Then we had what they call a float, which delivered cotton to the wharf for export. Had three mules as a rule in the mules. It was built, it could hold 25 bales. It had a on top, this is an apron, I guess. Then it had a flat bed. Had two wheels on front under this front wheel. A place for three animals. Then it had a flat bed and two wheels in the back. And they hauled 25 bales. And they had a skinner, a mule skinner. And he would drive those mules. And it was a picnic to see them after they unloaded. And the 5 o'clock whistle blew to come on home to the barn. They had brick streets at that time, and to hear those things coming down the street and all the noise and niggers hollering at the mules, let's get going and all that, you know. And but that was a common expression of a float and a dray, and then the delivery cart. Now you know what a buckboard is, don't you? All right. You know what a surrey is. Oh, you do. Surrey.
Oh, well, Surrey.
Surrey, yeah, right, yeah. Right. How do you say it?
Surrey.
Surrey, all right. Then I delivered meat as a youngster. In those days, in a cart, two-wheel cart. It was about that high off the ground, I guess, in the seat, driven, pulled by a horse or a mule. And we were told to deliver to Ms. So-and-so's boarding house, and Ms. never the street. And that they asked me, how come you know what house it is or where so-and-so lived? Well, I was only 10 or 12 then. I said, well, go to Ms. She lived on, let's say, 13th and Mechanic of this Wren's boarding house, 23rd and Broadway. And they had to near Cook's in and give you something to eat, you know, and piece of pie or cake and all that stuff. Then I rode on a laundry wagon with a laundryman, learned the town. You've seen those carts and those wagons, haven't you? Like these coaches, but there's on four wheels. They had two doors at the back where they throw the laundry in. Like these coaches, but horse driven, horse pulled. You see. Then I worked on a baker's wagon. That was something like the laundry wagon. And all I got was cookies. But that's a sort of my experience here. I don't do much fishing now. I've got sense enough to know what my limitations are. Some of them get out here and the speed to drive these boats like they're crazy, and they hit an obstacle in the water and first you know they're gone, you know. And anyway, in those days what we used to do is called nigger fishing, a hand line. You know that expression, nigger fishing?
Not exactly.
Well, you're cane fishing, you know. Cane fishing is also a nigger way to fish. Well, this is a hand line. And we used to fish with a hand line and a sinker and a couple of hooks with dead bait. We never had, we didn't know what live bait was. Dead bait, we'd find them in these boats like a dungeon. We'd row out to the channel, and there was a marker, what they call a black beacon and a red beacon. Red was, I forgot, port side or whatever, port side, what's the other? Aren't you a Navy man?
Starboard?
Port. Starboard.